FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The registration of students at Coastal College in Lamontville, south of Durban, has been suspended amid protests over unpaid NSFAS fees. Yesterday, student accommodation owners staged a protest outside the institution, voicing their concern over the financial aid scheme's failure to make payments. KZN EFF Student Command spokesperson Yaya Mnikwa says this has left some students without a roof over their heads.
They are demanding that NSFAS not just pay them, which led them to do the thing, the protest at the college, stopping students and stopping workers to enter the campus, and then that disturbed the registration. Now, our landlord doesn't want to allow students to occupy their residence since NSFAS did not pay them. You can even see on social media that there are pictures today at Mega Seats. Some of them went to Mega Seats Mall and then spent their night at Mega Seats Mall.
Mnikwa says they've asked the financial aid scheme to urgently intervene.
As the EFF Student Command, we did send an email to NSFAS to warn them that they must try and resolve these issues, because if they don't do so, it will leave the Student Command with no other alternative but to engage on the revolution.
Global and business leaders are in Switzerland for the World Economic Forum, and economists have been sharing their views on the significance of the Davos event for South Africa. President Cyril Ramaphosa, who's leading the country's delegation, is expected to deliver his special address this afternoon. He's expected to touch on the economic priorities outlined by the Government of National Unity. Senior economist Shanti Pai says the country is in a favorable position as it's currently at the helm of the G20.
Those two forums actually are speaking to each other. So South Africa has to use World Economic Forum meetings to highlight part of work in terms of the presidency and some of the themes. So it's a really good interaction.
And he believes the involvement of opposition parties in government will likely paint a good look to potential investors.
And that's probably a good thing for investors, right? Because then they know if the president, for example, is going to make some promises about policy and other government programs, that those can be carried out because there is much more cooperation in terms of the government.
The International Energy Agency's latest gas market report warns of tight global gas markets in 2025 as demand outpaces supply growth. In 2024, gas demand surged 2.8%, driven by Asian markets. According to the report, geopolitical tensions, including halted Russian gas transit via Ukraine, add to risks. And Aryna Sabalenka has moved a step closer to securing a third consecutive Australian Open tennis title. The world number one got past Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova in a deciding set in their quarterfinal. Third seed Coco Gauff has been knocked out after a straight sets defeat to Spain's Paula Badosa. In the men's draw, Germany's Alexander Zverev is into the last four after beating Tommy Paul 3-1. The top story this hour, the registration of students at Coastal College in Lamontville in the south of Durban has been suspended amid protests over unpaid NSFAS fees. For Newswatch, I'm Dineon Pashley.